We didn't have butter, we'd use cooking oil. And stir it real good.
That was just regular cornbread.
A regular cornbread.
And you cook that up in a
stove pan.
Did you bake it, or?
Bake it in the oven. But you can make a drop. Now, I met some friends from Alabama, and they make a, it's kind of like a hush puppy. But she'd use that, she'd mix it with her hand, and she'd just use no baking powder, nothing. Just plain cornmeal and salt. No baking powder, no nothing. And she'd stir that good, and then she'd drop that in hot fat. And that, they love that. But I didn't fix mine like that. I'd put a little baking powder in it. Make them lift up, you know, and I'd stir it with milk. I didn't stir it with water like she did. I found hers a little too, but she knew how to make them. Because we don't, no people over here, there's very few people make hush puppies. Very, very few people.
Oh.
But,
did you ever cook the kind that just had maybe cornmeal, salt, and water?
Well, that's what I'm talking about. That's what she'd make.
Okay. You ever make hot water bread, or?
No, I never did.
Okay. What about a kind of cornbread that people would talk about making before the fire, or on a board?
You cook that in the oven, in the fire, in the oven. Yeah, I've seen that done before, too.
Yep.
We used to have the old pots with the lids, you know, with the old pots stood on three little legs. I'd give anything to have one now, just for show the children. It had three legs, and you'd make your bread, cornbread, and put it in there. And you'd put your coals under the pot, and then your lid was deep, too. You know, it was deep all the way around. You could put a row of hot coals all the way around the top. And you'd catch it in the middle, you know, but you could put your coals. But they threw them all away, cut the legs off, and they threw all the pots away. We can't find none of it pops anymore.
Do you ever see people, Miss Connor, they would wrap, they'd just take cornmeal maybe and wrap it up in a piece of paper, wet paper, and throw it in the fire, or cook it in the fireplace, make ash cakes or something like that?
No, I never did see them.
Okay. Now,
I know it's possible.
You ever cook up cornmeal on the skillet? In a skillet?
Oh yeah, top of the stove. Oh,
make
yeah.
What? Make corn?
Corn cakes. You can drop them in hot grease. We call them flitters.
Uh-huh.
Just put a little bit. We'd make pancakes or flitters. Or
made out of cornmeal, right?
Yeah. Well, I'd rather the cornmeal about half and half. That's the way I like it. And you eat that with jelly and preserves or butter. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We call them flapjacks, corn cakes. Hot cakes or whatever.
Yeah.
It took an ocean.
Yeah.
I used to do that to the kids.
Okay.
Then waffles. I like waffles too. I love waffles. That's in the lake here. You got electric iron for that.
What about baking it up on top of the stove? Would you ever do that?
Your cornbread?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In a skillet?
Yeah.
Make a what? Make a big flat thing? They call that
a
corn?
No, you just make a cornbread, a regular cornbread.
Pone? You know what a pone is?
Yeah, cornbread pone. Right? And if you got a special pan, but you can have a little stove pan. I got one of these big iron skillets, you know, these cast iron skillets. And when I want to make one, I take and I put it on a slow fire. Very slow fire, and I let it cook till I know it's just about cooked. Then I'll take my spatula or my spoon, and I'll go around it slow, that I know it's unstuck. And when I think it's cooked thick enough on top or through, I pass my